Time now, though, for our student phenology reports and any phenology reports John's gotten in during the week. You can always call our talkback line, 218-999-9876, or email jlatimer@kexe.org.
We're going to start off this morning from the far north outpost, our friends up in Bedette, and Cynia is our reporter.
This is Cynia reporting from the northern outpost in Bedette. This week, September 25th, 30th, during our adventures in the school forest, we saw lots of funnel spider webs, inky cap and milk cap mushrooms, and crickets. Classmates reported that still being bitten by mosquitoes and seeing lots of Asian beetles. We are also seeing and smelling more skunks along the road.
Thank you, Cynia. That was great. More skunks. You know, one of my notes for this past week was lots of dead skunks on the road. And most of them, if you look at them, are fairly small. A full-sized adult skunk is probably a 4-5 pound animal, about the size of a woodchuck. So maybe 12 inches, 15 inches from nose to the base of the tail. You throw the tail in and they get out there at about maybe 2 feet. But the skunks that I'm seeing along the road, they look like 1.5 to 2 pound little babies. And what's happening there is the mama has said, you know what? It's time you went off on your own. Go off and be your own skunk. And that kind of has some bad outcomes for some of the skunks. Raccoons and porcupines are in the same school, so watch out for them. If you can avoid them, they would appreciate it. And if it's a skunk, you're probably going to be happy about missing them as well. You know, I've been watching the spider webs myself. And this time of year with the dew in the mornings and the moisture collecting on things, especially like the orb weaver spider webs, they are just fantastic. And I would say too, Cynia, you know, I went all summer with my doors open and I had no mosquitoes. But now in the last couple of weeks, there are a few mosquitoes around just to sort of let us know that they are there. Our next report comes from Hill City, and Allison is our reporter.
Hello, this is Allison with a phenology report from the Hill City School Phenology Trail located in Hill City School Forest. During the week of September 27th through October 1st, 2021, on the phenology trail, the red osier dogwood showed 85% color change and 10% leaf loss. The speckled alder has no change. The highbush cranberry tree showed 100% color change and 90% leaf loss. The beaked hazel tree showed 95% color change and 15% leaf loss. The white bur oak showed 50% color change and 10% leaf loss. Billy Bob, the ash tree, is 85% color change and 5% leaf loss. In the Hill City School area, we observed many tree species in the area are showing color change and many have lost their leaves. Jax observed a bear on his trail cams, a lot of turkeys are active in the area, and a lot of fox and skunks were observed. It's a bird, it's a bee, it's phenology!
Thank you, Allison. I see a bright future for that girl. Lots of things going on down there. The red osier dogwoods are quite colorful right now, and they will be dropping their leaves pretty soon. You know what I noticed about the hazel in the last 2 or 3 days is that the leaves have really come off, and that is about average. I look at beaked hazel as being sort of opening up the underbrush by dropping their leaves around the 1st of October, and that's really when the grouse hunting becomes a little bit better for guys like me who are a little slow on getting up and finding their targets. So I'm anxious to see more leaves down. Beaked hazel, bears, turkeys, cranberries, yeah, lots of things going on down in the Hill City area. I hope that you are observing some of the same. Our next report comes from Cohasset. Bryn and Jace are our reporters.
Hello, my name is Bryn and
Jace from Mr. Lindner's science classroom at Cohasset Elementary School. We have made a lot of observations over the past week.
Our classes notice the tamarack trees are turning yellow. The dogwoods are turning mostly purple and some red, while the white cedar is turning brown. And the white oaks by our school are more than 50% changed in color.
We also noticed the cottonwoods are starting to fleck. We also think that at least 50% peak color. We also said there is a lot of dew in the morning from the humidity in the air.
Jace noticed lots or scraps and rubs from the deer on his property. We also noticed that all the hummingbirds and dragonflies are gone. We have also noticed that the honeybees are being spotted less and less, along with snakes.
We still have reports of many Asian beetles. Have a great week.
Thank you very much, Bryn. Jace, nice job. Lots of good notes there. The tamaracks are turning yellow, they're right, and the dogwoods are quite red. The white oak at my house is almost bare. The white oaks have really accelerated their leaf loss in the last week. The cottonwoods, the cottonwoods that belong to the willow family and are in the popple group there, they are beginning to show some color, as are the other trembling aspens and big tooth aspens. And I have noticed myself some scrapes and rubs as the deer get moving on a little bit more toward their breeding season. And insect numbers are down. Fewer dragonflies, fewer butterflies, fewer flying bugs. So that's sometimes a good thing. Our next report comes from Proctor, Brecken, and Olivia are our reporters.
Good morning, my name is Olivia.
And my name is Brecken, and this is our report from the week of September 26, 2021, from Pike Lake Elementary School.
It was a warm week for the season this week at Pike Lake. We had a high temperature of 76 degrees, which is 15 degrees above average, and our low temperature was 48 degrees, which is 5 degrees above average. And we also noted that we lost 20 minutes of daylight over the week.
In phenology class, we were identifying spiders. We found grass spiders, orb weavers, crab jumping, and wolf spiders. Many of us were learning to better appreciate this unique creature.
On Sunday, I observed that ever since we got so much rain, there have been so many more mushrooms growing. So on Sunday, when I was walking in my backyard, I observed a tan-colored mushroom growing on the edge of a tree. Close by it were two more mushrooms growing that looked exactly like the first one. Another tree nearby had the same mushrooms growing on the edge of it. I noticed this on two other trees as well. I observed mold growing on one of our trees in our front yard. I had one question. Why is it there? I noticed a huge puffball mushroom at least 1 foot in diameter right by our compost bin. Behind our shed was a stump with seven different kinds of mushrooms on it, including stinkhorn. Finally, I noticed that our quaking aspen and our sawtooth aspen always seem to turn colors last in fall.
On Friday, we went outside. I saw a little mushroom, and this weekend, I went mudding with my aunt, and I saw big wolf tracks going along our trail. I also saw another little mushroom growing on a tree. I finally observed that the water levels at the pond in the school forest are higher than last year.
Allie reports being nervous that the little birds flying outside the classroom window are going to hurt themselves on the glass.
Noah reports seeing a big wasp nest that fell out of a tree while her and her family were camping at Lake Owen in Drummond, Wisconsin.
Georgia saw two blue jays fighting for a piece of food. She also reports seeing an abandoned hornet's nest, but she didn't test to confirm that it was empty.
Hadley reports a deer feeding in her backyard.
Zoe saw a deer with an odd hump on its back. She found it worth reporting because she had never seen one like that.
Jackson reports having chickadees eat out of his hand and his sister's hand. He says that you need to wait 5 to 10 minutes with seed in your hand. You need to be very still. After checking out a few times, they will finally land on your hand.
Crosby reports seeing a white-faced owl. He was wondering if it was looking for food.
Hunter reports looking out of his window at home and seeing a hawk fly away with a dead crow in his talons.
Finally, Isla observed a grass spider web. She tried to gently touching it, the web, to see if she could lure the spider out of hiding, but no spider came out. She thought the spider could be hunting somewhere, or else it could be dead.
This concludes our report from the outer reaches of the Proctor School District.
Beware,
things are happening out there.
Thank you, Brecken and Olivia. Lots of great reports there. Just spiders and mushrooms, boy. And the fact that their teacher has them out and looking at spiders, that is such a great thing to do. It really can help you overcome your fear of spiders. Spiders are pretty harmless. When it comes right down to it, they are not very dangerous at all. Our next report comes from the North Shore Community School. Andrea is our reporter.
Hello from North Shore Community School on the North Shore of Lake Superior. This is the phonology report for the week of September 25th, 2021. My name is Drew and I'm your phonologist for the week. On Sunday, the 25th, while at his cabin, Gunny swam in the lake. It was very cold. Cheyenne had started wearing her fall coat in the morning due to the colder temperatures. Autumn has seen steam coming from her pond in the mornings. Abby has felt her trampoline has been damp and cold at night when she has been jumping on it. On Wednesday, the 29th, Lucille noticed a beautiful orange and yellow sunrise when she woke up for school at 6:45 a.m. Wednesday night, 29th, Miss Jackson noticed a cloudless sky bright with stars, a perfect night for stargazing. On Saturday, the 25th, Miss Jackson noticed several white dappling mushrooms scattered about her yard. Some grew in small groups and others were growing alone. Fall mushrooms thrive in cooler temperatures and wet soil. They are also a sign of healthy soil. Cheyenne has a lot of more mushrooms growing in her yard, so her yard must have healthy soil as well. On Sunday, the 26th, Trinity saw a chicken of the woods mushrooms on several maple trees. However, the ones that she found were not fresh enough to harvest. Jane has four maple trees in her backyard and that have mostly turned color and about 40% of the leaves have fallen to the ground. Ava W. noticed all the trees are starting to really display their colors. On Sunday, the 26th, Autumn saw three downy woodpeckers. The woodpeckers took turns pecking at her house and longing in a tree in her yard. Of Thursday, the 30th, she has not seen them since. Anna observed a hummingbird notice on Tuesday and the 28th. Several students in Miss Rolfe's class have seen flocks of geese headed south. Levi hadn't noticed any blue jays at his house until Saturday the 25th, and now he sees them every day. On Wednesday the 29th, Allie saw seven robins in her front yard and heard them chirping. On Sunday the 26th, Miss Jackson spotted many Asian ladybugs flying around in her yard. Other students noticed them also. Later that evening, many were crawling around the walls in Miss Jackson's house. On Thursday the 30th, Miss Jackson's class was out on a school nature trail and a mosquito landed on Miss Jackson's arm. Sage has three mosquito bites this week. On Thursday the 30th, Anna saw an Asian lady beetle landed on Allie's back. Tuesday the 28th, Miss Rolfe woke up to another large branch that had broken off one of her apple trees. She's pretty sure the black bear is still in her neighborhood. On a trip up to the Lutzen this weekend, Autumn saw an eagle. On Tuesday the 28th, Gunny noticed that his tomato plants are dying and have stopped producing tomatoes. This week, Abe has gathered the last of her tomatoes. Anna found a red-bellied snake on her driveway. On Thursday, September 30th, sadly, she noticed it was not moving when she started walking to the bus. That concludes the phonology report. Have a great week and be observant.
Thank you, Drea. Nice report from the North Shore. I love the child who went swimming on the 25th. Good for you. That tops me. I think my last day of swimming was the 9th or 10th of September. 28th, they had a hummingbird, probably the last one. I took my hummingbird feeder down on Sunday. Bears breaking apple trees, that's a common thing this time of year. They want the apples, and nothing like a branch is going to interfere with their getting them. And unfortunately for the red-bellied snake, it sounds like maybe he'd met a car tire. This is the time of year when snakes are out on the road, so be really careful if you can. they would appreciate you giving them a break. That's our talk back for this morning. The kids are out looking at new things today, I hope, and I hope you are too.